The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. 2 weeks after he was elected, Barack Obama confirmed to 60 Minutes he would close the military detention center at Guantanamo.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
2 days after becoming president, it was his first executive order.
Guantanamo will be closed no later than 1 year from now.
Well, 2 years have now passed, and as we learned yesterday, Guantanamo isn't closing anytime soon. More after this from Charlie. The Constitution guarantees accused criminals many rights, which can mean that a guilty person will go free. Barack Obama may accept that, being a constitutional lawyer, but a lot of Americans don't. They don't want rapists going free, they don't want murderers going free, and they sure don't want any Al-Qaeda terrorists going free. When it was announced that 9/11 architect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would go on trial in a civilian federal court in New York, there was so much bipartisan outrage the plans were canceled. And yesterday, the president finally took an about-face and approved resuming military trials at Guantanamo, with certain modifications, according to CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The idea here is to make the tribunals a little bit more fair to the detainees so that the convictions that inevitably will result from those trials will be less likely to be overturned on appeal.
See, that's the challenge. No president who wants to be reelected can afford to let a terrorist go free under any circumstances. So he needs a constitutional way to hold suspects indefinitely and to guarantee them a fair trial that ends in a verdict of guilty. This may require stretching the system adopted by the Founding Fathers, but it does have a precedent.
Are you ready for your sentence?
Sentence? But there must be a verdict first.
Sentence first, verdict afterward.
Sounding better all the time, isn't it? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, March 8th, 2011.